Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A severe thunderstorm watch remains in effect. Chance of severe storms today, otherwise mainly clear. Highs level off around 88. Northeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 65. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 73 degrees.
Kansas Minute Bank Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. President Joe Biden says that he is approving the request from Kansas Governor Laura Kelly to help in the aftermath of severe weather damage that hit the state earlier this year. As KSNT News reports, that Kansas Governor Laura Kelly did request the emergency relief from the federal government back on June 26th as part of the federal disaster declaration that was prompted by damage done in multiple different counties across the state between April 25th and April 30th. The damage from the storms was caused by numerous different tornadoes, along with large hail, damaging winds, and flooding. As Governor Kelly did release a statement yesterday saying, quote, "I am grateful that the request has been approved. These funds will go a long way in supporting the restoration work by the impacted counties and communities." Much of the money goes to 12 different counties across the state, including Allen, Anderson, Bourbon, Chautauqua, Cherokee, Elk, Greenwood, Lynn, Morris, Neosho, Pottawatomie, and Wilson counties. Kansas, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. Online at AmberWavesAuction.com. The Kansas Highway Patrol is once again entering one of their cruisers into, quote, America's Best Looking Cruiser contest. That's a nationwide search for the best cruiser in the nation. As according to the American Association of State Troopers, they did release a statement with the beginning of the contest saying, quote, "The contest began as a friendly competition between the state agencies and is proving to be a fun and engaging way to allow our state's community members to support and interact with law enforcement in a positive manner." KSNT News reports that as of last year, Kentucky State Police ended up taking first place, as the winner will be presented this year with the Best Looking Cruiser Award and featured with the AAST's America's Best Looking Cruiser 2024 wall calendar that will be available to purchase by the public. Voting is officially open and will continue until noon on July 29th, but you can go to the website to cast your ballot at surveymonkey.com. This year's photo that was submitted by the Kansas Highway Patrol shows the cruiser in front of a sunflower field and a bale of hay.
In your bustling lives, we're constantly on the move from hectic commutes to family outings. Blue Valley Insurance offers comprehensive auto coverage to keep you safe on every journey. Whether you're heading to work or driving your kids to practice, we've got you covered. Visit us at convenient locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville for personalized auto insurance solutions tailored to your needs. Drive with peace of mind knowing you're protected by Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Jones. And earlier this week, 37-year-old Andrew Moss was sentenced to 90 days in jail, 5 years probation, and ordered to pay almost $150,000 in restitution for felony theft by unlawfully taking $5,000 or more. The sentence was in line with a plea bargain reached with prosecutors this spring. Moss was the former director of St. Paul Lutheran Church Cornerstone Early Learning Center and was arrested back in November when the church reported a theft in excess of $150,000. $1,000. Court records show police found numerous suspicious transactions connected to Moss, including $50,000 in ATM withdrawals and $97,000 in Visa gift cards. Investigators determined that the money was deposited into Moss's personal bank accounts and into his online gambling accounts. Moss is required to pay off the restitution at the rate of $500 a month. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Today's the final day for voter registration for the August 6th primary. In Marshall County, you can register at the county clerk's office or any city office or online at ksvotes.org. Those who have moved or changed names since last election must also re-register. Advance voting begins tomorrow at county clerk's offices running through noon, August 5th, and advance ballots may be requested. A number of contested local and state races will be decided in the August primary in advance of the November general election. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. A request to allow change of operating hours, the Marshall County Health Department was heard, opening earlier at 7:30 a.m. to better serve patrons needing to go to work or school. Extended hours until 6:30 p.m. Wednesdays was suggested as well, closing then on Fridays. Commissioners will discuss further and made no decisions. The Health Department will be doing monthly outreach clinics in communities throughout the county and has purchased 100 weather radios with grant funds that will be distributed at the Marshall County Fair. Tuesday fires up the annual Washington County Fair. Check-ins, including open class entries, accepted 4:30 till 8 p.m. today. Livestock entries this evening. Wednesday judging is underway with a 4-H horse show plan. A pet show Wednesday afternoon at 2 under the tent north of the Rock Barn, and the swine show Wednesday evening. Activities continue Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. KNDY will air pre-fair interviews with the 4-H youth this week, with live reports from the fairgrounds Thursday, Friday, and Saturday afternoons in Washington. Kansas Department of Health and Environment is requiring the city of Washington to move rubble from the teardown of the former city hall, which was completed late February. After it was discovered that it could not be used by road and bridge, it was taken by the contractor to a location at 15th and Madison Road. Potential asbestos contamination, because it was not tested, raised concern by the state agency, which is forcing removal to a site near Salina. The city asked for allowance to test materials at the current location, but were denied. It's estimated the cost involved could be some $175,000 for a licensed contractor, with an additional $45,000 in landfill fees, adding to a total cost of some $220,000. The nearly century-old vacant building was demolished as it had deteriorated over time and multiple efforts to sell or restore the structure had not come through. Your news on your time. A podcast of our morning and midday news blocks available on our website, KDYRadio.com, and our social media. Richard G. Beveridge, age 85, of Lincoln, passed away July 13th. A graveside service is planned Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Richard Beveridge. Ronald L. Holler, age 78, of Home, passed away July 13th. Funeral service Thursday at 1 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville. Visitation Wednesday from noon until 8. Family visitation Wednesday from 6 until 8 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Ron Holler. Norlene M. Cornett, age 101, of Barnston, passed away Thursday. A visitation is planned this Wednesday, which is her birth date, 1 until 8 p.m., with family greeting friends from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral in Wymore, with a memorial service Thursday at 4 p.m. at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Norlene Cornett. Janetta Frericks, age 93, of Blue Springs, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Fox Funeral Home, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Fox Funeral Home, with Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Janetta Frericks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, Swiss steak with baby bakers, asparagus and fruited jello. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs with noodles, green beans, and cinnamon applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marysville Chamber and Main Street invite all to discover downtown Marysville this Thursday evening from 5 p.m. until 7:30. Shop the exceptional downtown merchants all evening and take tours of the second and third stories of commercial properties along Broadway, including the historic Kester Block and Old Masonic Lodge. At 6:30 p.m., join in a ribbon cutting at 916 Broadway for Bolton and Westbrook offices, all leading up to the final Marshall County Community Band concert in the beautiful Kester House Gardens. Discover what makes downtown Marysville shine this Thursday evening from 5 p.m. until 7:30 with this final Discover Downtown event, brought to you by Marysville Chamber and Main Street.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible early on today, then mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. More sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday, cooler with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers throughout Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Rain showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout the day on Saturday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 70s throughout the state. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-July 91, record high on this date 114, the average low 70, the record low 51. Sunset this evening 8:52, sunrise in the morning 6:14. Passing thunderstorm overnight yielded just a few hundredths of an inch here at studios in Marysville. Cloudy, overcast, and 74 degrees this hour. Rain showers, thunder showers still tracking across Kansas, mostly along I-70 to our south, just to our south. That activity moving through Riley, Pottawatomie counties this hour. Activity extending all the way out to central Kansas, moving through Salina, and then to the south, southeast part of the state. Nothing much up our way. Cloudy, overcast this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 16th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Sheriff Tim Ackerman. Keeping our communities within Marshall County safe while maintaining a department with a high level of integrity has been very important to me. To ensure my department has up-to-date information on current threats and needs within our communities, I am proudly a part of several sheriff associations, local organizations, FBI LEDA, and Attorney General's Human Trafficking Advisory Board. Re-elect me, Tim Ackerman, for sheriff on Tuesday, August 6th, to keep someone in office with the knowledge and connections necessary to keep our community safe. Tim Ackerman for Marshall County Sheriff. Paid for by Jerry Hosfeld.
We'll be right back. keeping your wit about you, or at least in the park. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. The All-Star festivities kicking off last night in Arlington, Texas with the Home Run Derby. Teoscar Hernandez puts up 14 in the final round. That left it in the hands of Bobby Witt Jr., who was sitting on 13.
Right-handed hitter Witt, the pitch, and Witt swings and a fly ball. Left center field.
Did he do it?
It is off the wall. Just to the left of the 410, and your winner of the 2024 Home Run Derby, Teoscar Hernandez.
Wow.
Outduels Bobby Witt Jr. to win it.
Roxy Bernstein, Doug Glanville here on ESPN Radio. Hernandez becomes the first ever member of the Dodgers to win the Home Run Derby. All-Star game tonight, Paul Skeens, Corbin Burns getting the starts. Burns 9-4 in his first season with the Orioles, who acquired him from Milwaukee this spring. Skeens, 22-year-old rookie, 11 major league appearances in his 2 months as a big leaguer, and now starts the All-Star game.
You know, the goal is to be in the major leagues. And to be, you know, hopefully an effective big league starter by this time, which is whether that was going to happen or not. At the time, I had to make some adjustments and get better, and that was a big focus of the offseason.
Skeens 6-0 with an ERA of 190. You'll hear the game tonight here on ESPN Radio starting at 7 o'clock Eastern. Skeens top pick in the draft last summer. Yesterday, this year's baseball draft, seeing rounds 3 through 10, Drew Beam, a key pitcher for Tennessee en route to the College World Series title, went to the Royals yesterday with pick number 76 overall. Men's hoops, Team USA, a 6-point win over Australia. They led by 24 in the third. They hang on to win. Stateside Summer League action, Celtics can pass the Lakers. Bronny James with just 2 points. Missed all 3 three-pointers. He's 0 for 15 from 3 this summer.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Vote Angela Heckey for re-election as 22nd Judicial District Magistrate Judge. Serving this office the past 19 years, her record shows diligence in treating everybody firmly and fairly with dignity and respect.
I would appreciate your vote in the upcoming primary, August 6th.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Futures markets are trading higher after Monday's record close. Before today's open, we'll hear earnings reports from Bank of America, Morgan Stanley, and Charles Schwab. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said Monday the Fed is not going to wait until inflation hits 2% to cut interest rates, but he said the Fed is more convinced inflation is retreating closer to that target, most economists projecting the first cut in September. It's Amazon Prime Day, and as shoppers get busy, experts warn that scammers are getting busy. The Better Business Bureau warning everyone to be wary of deals that look too good to be true, phony websites, and suspicious social media promotions. Hugo Boss, the latest high-end fashion retailer, dealing with some wrinkles. Overseas shares fell by as much as 10%. Company cut its sales outlook for the second time this year, citing persistent macroeconomic and geopolitical challenges. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This fair season, your friends at Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and KNDY want to send you to the Kansas State Fair. Stop by the KNDY booth at the Washington County Fair Thursday and Friday afternoons and the Marshall County Fair Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday afternoons to enter your chance at tickets for musical acts such as Wynonna Judd and Kimberly Perry, Riley Green, and the Oak Ridge Boys. Family packages, general admission tickets, and more will be given away to the largest gathering of Kansans since 1913, the Kansas State Fair, September 6th through the 15th. One entry per person, with winners announced Thursday, July 25th. Announcement to be made on air, on Facebook, and contacted. Stop by and say hi to your local station, KNDY, at both the Washington and Marshall County Fairs this year and win tickets to the Kansas State Fair. From Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and your country, KNDY, we'll see you out at the fair.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday morning, and at these times on these Tuesdays, we check in with the latest Steckline report with Larry Steckline. Good morning, Larry. What's the latest?
Well, folks, as I told you to begin with here, McDonald's has given up trying to sell meatless beef burgers in the United States. The fast food giant announced it has no plans to continue promoting its plant-based burger option. Their president, who spoke at a meeting recently in Wall Street, said that the brand would discontinue the McPlant after it performed poorly in U.S. test markets. They've tested this burger in California and Texas when they got in business with Beyond Meat. That burger was made out of peas, rice, and potatoes. Can you imagine that being a hamburger? Well, initial testing has shown some success in Texas, Iowa, California, and Louisiana, and that's why they went ahead with it. But when they went to 600 locations in San Francisco and Dallas, sales dropped from 500 burgers per week to 140. Their overseas sales are a little bit better because they're not used to the good quality that we have here when it comes to meat quality. In the meantime, the company revealed that its chicken category is really doing good, and I'm surprised with all the business that's in chickens right now. It represents a $25 billion annual sales ticket for McDonald's, about the same as the beef business. Holy Toledo, I didn't know those chickens were that good. Another protein option, back soon, supposedly the McRib. If you've had one, they're kind of messy, but they're good. Anyway, thanks for being with us here on the Steckline Report. We'll be back on the next go-around. See you then.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Soybean growers could be seeing their crops looking a little rough, and it could be because of nutrient deficiencies. K-State soil fertility specialist Dorval Ruiz-Diaz discusses the two categories of nutrients in plants and how growers can see the difference.
First, the group of mobile nutrients within the plants, those are things like nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, magnesium. And these are basically nutrients that can move within the plant, which means typically the deficiencies show up in the lower, older leaves, because the plants are basically moving these nutrients towards the new growing parts of the plant. We have the immobile nutrients within the plant, which typically are not able to move within the plant, so therefore the deficiency symptom tends to show up in the younger new leaves. So that's one easy way to kind of classify the deficiency symptoms. Of course, the immobile nutrients within the plant are a lot of the micronutrients, things like iron, zinc, sulfur, boron. Those are deficiency symptoms that we may see in some cases in Kansas. And again, usually it will tend to show up in that in the younger leaves. And so again, that's one easy way to start to look at some of those. And of course, each of these nutrients have some specific things that we need to pay attention to as well.
He explains a few possible causes of nutrient deficiency in soybeans.
Of course, there are many reasons for potential deficiency symptoms. The main one, of course, is that we simply maybe have very low levels of nutrients in the soil. So, of course, we need to follow up with soil tests to confirm that. But in some cases, we do see also some level of nitrogen deficiency, for example, which could be related to poor nodulation. As we know, soybeans going to be fixing most of the nitrogen that's going to use. But again, if we do have poor nodulation, then that can result in nitrogen deficiency. Things like very low pH or very high pH will also affect nutrient availability and nutrient uptake. And so those, again, can be reasons why we're seeing some deficiency symptoms. Again, the best way to find that out is basically with soil tests.
The reason for soybean nutrient deficiency could be due to crop injury instead of a lack of nutrients in the soil.
And in some cases, we can also see simply some issues with things affecting root development, things like compaction or some root injuries that may be affecting that nutrient uptake. So this is important to think about this, because once we identify what is the nutrient deficiency, the next question is what's causing that deficiency. And that's where we oftentimes need to go and collect soil samples to find out exactly what's going on in that soil.
That was K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz on a few reasons soybean growers could be seeing their crop have a lack of nutrients. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Reducing indoor humidity with houseplants. That's our topic on the Dog Days of Summer edition of the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, July 16th, the 198th day of the year. Comedian Will Ferrell has a birthday, and J.D. Salinger published his novel The Catcher in the Rye on this day in 1951. Many people move indoor plants outside this time of year to reduce indoor humidity, but some types of plants can actually reduce the humidity in your home. The peace lily is a virtual air purifier. It absorbs moisture as well as dangerous mold and organisms. The reed palm has similar benefits, and it does well in shade and partial lighting. For humid air near the ceiling, try English ivy in a hanging basket. Entelanzia is often called an air plant for its ability to absorb all the moisture and nutrients it needs directly from the air. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 75 this hour. Little drop in temperature, seasonal highs near 90 on tap today. Middle 80s Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, kicking off county fairs. We're tracking some showers moving across Kansas just to our south. Activity moving mainly along I-70 out of the Manhattan area over toward Topeka. A little bit of activity, lighter activity behind that, Salida, and a little bit to south of Emporia on the lighter side as well. We had a thunderstorm warning issued overnight. Just a trace amounts for the most part, less than 0.1 of an inch here at studios in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State Wildcats baseball player Brady Day is officially taking his talents on the ball field to the next level by being drafted by the Philadelphia Phillies. KSNT News reports that the redshirt junior was selected in the 10th round as draft number 312 overall by the Phillies as the fourth Wildcat to be drafted for the year of 2024, following teammates Colleen Culpepper, Tyson Nabors, and Jackson Wentworth. Day was returning to K-State for the 2024 season after being drafted in the 12th round by the Atlanta Braves back in 2023. As wrapping up this 2024 baseball season, he finished off with a record of a .318 batting average with 75 hits, 56 RBIs, and 9 home runs overall. It also contributed to the aggressive approach of base paths, tallying 16 stolen bases in 2024 and 26 total in his three-year career at Kansas State. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Wildcat fans, the K-State volleyball season will be here soon, and season tickets are on sale now.
It's always quite a dogfight here, especially in Manhattan.
Order yours today to see the Cats build on last year's performance, including 5 wins over ranked opponents. Prices start at just $75 each with a Wildcat 4-pack. order by calling 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com to secure a seat in Morgan Family Arena.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion Baseball Team finished regular season play Saturday, falling to Grand Island 13-12, then taking Holdridge 13-6 to finish the regular season campaign 14-12. Marysville is second seed to Concordia in the AA Zone Tournament at Beloit starting Wednesday. Marysville will face third seed Beloit in first round action around 5:30 Wednesday, while Concordia takes on Larned in the opener. Winners in the first round play a late game Wednesday in the double elimination four-team bracket. Marysville Juniors finished the season 16-7, dropping a pair of games in zone play, falling to host Clay Center 5-3, and then Newton 11-8 to end their year.
KNDY.